Our Bible reading is from the New Testament book of Acts. From chapter 2, we will read verses 1 through 21 in the New King James Version Pew Bible. We're on page 1550. Before we read, let us pray. Speak, Lord, for your servants listen. Amen. Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. How long does one wait on God? After Jesus' death and resurrection, he appeared to his followers during a 40-day period. Early on Sunday morning, when dawn was beginning to break, Jesus first appeared to Mary Magdalene. That afternoon, he appeared to two men walking on the road to Emmaus, and he broke bread with them. Jesus appeared to his disciples behind closed doors that evening. The disciple Thomas was not there, so Jesus appeared the next Sunday when Thomas was there. We're not sure how much time went by, but we know that it was enough that one evening, as Simon Peter was gathered with Thomas, Nathanael, James, and John, he stood up and said, "I'm going fishing." The others said, "We're going with you." The next morning, they had breakfast by the sea with Jesus. John, who told this story in his gospel account, said that this was the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples. Matthew's gospel account tells of the 11 disciples going away into Galilee at a mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. As they worshiped, Jesus came and spoke to them, and he gave them what we call the Great Commission. Jesus came and he spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul is writing to the believers in Corinth, and he's assuring them of the resurrection on which our faith is built. Jesus was crucified for our sins, and he was raised from the dead, offering life. Well, in 1 Corinthians 15, 5-8, Paul writes, "After rising from the dead on the third day, Jesus was seen by Peter, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, Jesus was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, Jesus was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time." At the time of the writing of Paul's letter, some of the 500 were still alive. Paul was inferring, you can ask them if you need more proof. We don't know when this happened. Were there 500 on the mountain for the commission to go and make disciples? Or was this at a different time? Could it have been that there were 500 present when Jesus was lifted up into heaven at the Mount of Olives? We don't know. We do know Jesus' last words before rising to heaven. Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me into Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." They were to wait for the Holy Spirit. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they had entered, they went into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with Jesus' brother. Altogether, the number of names was about 120. Peter stood among the group and proposed that they choose from among the men one to replace Judas Iscariot, who had betrayed Jesus and had hanged himself. Considering the men who had accompanied them that were willing to become witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus, they proposed two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, and Matthias. They prayed, "O Lord, who knows the hearts of all, show which of these you have chosen." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias. He was numbered with the 11 apostles. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were with all with one accord in one place. The word Pentecost means the 50th day, as set forth by God to Moses, which we can read about in the Old Testament books of Numbers and Deuteronomy. The Israelite or the Jewish people had three main feasts. The first feast was Passover, which lasted for 8 days, and Passover commemorated the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt. It included the Seder meal and the avoidance of leavened bread. Passover remembered the night of the sacrifice, when there was a lamb sacrificed for each family, and the blood was placed on the lintel and on the door frames, and the death angel passed over their homes. So they hurriedly ate the unleavened bread and fled from Egypt to go forth to the promised land. During the feast of Passover, there was the waving of the barley loaf as an offering of the first fruits. 50 days after this was known as the Feast of Weeks, or what came to be known as Pentecost. It was a celebration, a remembrance of the time when the Ten Commandments was given, and also that harvest of wheat. It was a one-day celebration. The third feast was known as the Feast of Tabernacles, which lasted for 7 days at the end of the harvest season, and it commemorates the Israelites wandering in the desert for 40 years after leaving Egypt. Jesus fulfilled these feasts. It is significant that God used the feast that God had initiated for the descendants of Abraham, through whom the Messiah was to come. Jesus was the sacrificial lamb during the Feast of Passover. His death remembered the bloodshed for freedom, and his resurrection was the first fruit of all those who will rise. Well, on the 50th day, the day of Pentecost, his followers were together praying and waiting for a word from God. Those 120 followers. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire and sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The sound of a rushing mighty wind and tongues of fire suggests it was an electrical, energizing power. The power was not just for the apostles, but all were filled with the Holy Spirit. There were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. When this sound occurred, the multitude came together, and they were confused because everyone heard them speak in their own language. We can imagine people hearing the sound and rushing from their homes and their places of dwelling to where this occurred, and each one heard in their own birth language. According to the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 11, the earth had one language and one speech. After the flood during the time of Noah, the people were to spread out and inhabit the land. However, they found a plain and they settled there. They determined to build a city and a tower whose top would reach to heaven. They said, "Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the earth. Rather than following God's plan to inhabit all the earth and make a name for the Lord, they desired to make a name for themselves. The Lord God said, "Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." We supposed the "us" was the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The language and the people were confused. The work stopped and the people scattered. The tower, city was called Babel, and the tower became known as the Tower of Babel. That day, God used language to confuse. On the day of Pentecost, after Jesus' resurrection, God will use language to bring understanding to people and birth a church. Have you ever wondered why it's so easy for preschoolers to learn any language they hear? Certainly part of it is that the brain is more flexible and open to gathering and learning new information. Connections are made through immersion and interaction. Children exposed to multiple languages will learn to speak several languages. They may speak some words in one language and some in another, even in the same sentence. In his book, Home with a Heart, Dr. James Dobson cites another reason for this window of opportunity. Russian, Chinese, Spanish, Hebrew, English, it doesn't matter. Children can learn it perfectly without even a trace of an accent. Yet 15 or 20 years later, most individuals will have a much harder time making these same sounds. Researchers now know why this is true. It's explained by a process known as phenom contraction. The larynx, also called the voice box, of a young child assumes the shape necessary to make any sounds that he's learning at that time. It then solidifies or hardens in these positions, making it impossible or very difficult to make those other sounds later in life. In other words, there's a window of opportunity in which anything is possible in the realm of language, but it closes very quickly. On that day of Pentecost, God's Holy Spirit blew open that window of opportunity. People were able to speak in unknown foreign languages as if it were their birth language. I've often wondered if the miracle was both in the speaking and the hearing, as if the hearers were wearing headsets programmed to their language, because they question, how is it that we each hear in our own language in which we were born? God used language to bring clarity where there was once confusion. God wanted everyone to hear the message. In a garden in Paris, France, there is the L'Amour de Je T'aime, the Wall of Love. Created in the year 2000, the wall is 430 square feet and composed of 612 tiles of enameled lava. The phrase, "I love you," is featured 311 times in 250 languages. Frederick Barron first asked his brother and then later his foreign neighbors to write words of love in their languages, and he collected other languages. And then Claire Quito, a calligrapher, then assembled them in a work to be realized on enamel plates. There are red splotches on the wall symbolizing pieces of a broken heart, and glued together, they form a full heart. Walls are often used to divide or separate. In this case, the artist chose a wall to bring people together to express love in hundreds of known languages. Rather than divide or separate, God used different languages to proclaim the good news of God's love as shown through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. People heard the wonderful words of God proclaimed. Sons and daughters, men and women, young men, young women, received the gift of the Holy Spirit. It was an outpouring which was the first fruit for all believers of Jesus Christ down through the ages. God will give us an opportunity to flex our voice box and be able to proclaim God's message of salvation through Jesus Christ. God will fill us with the Holy Spirit, with the power of the Holy Spirit. On that first Christian Pentecost, about 3,000 souls were added to the body of believers. It has been called the birth of the church. In Acts 2:38, we read, "Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Empower us to proclaim the good news of Jesus, that we may help to build the church In Jesus' name, amen.